Right, so in this lesson, we're going to look at practicing chunks for the topic of work. Let's begin with to pop up, which means to appear, usually talking about an opportunity, okay, for example. Beginning, pop up, repeat. An opportunity popped up, repeat. An opportunity to get a new job popped up. Repeat. I'll slow it down. An opportunity to get a new job popped up. Repeat. Okay. An opportunity to get a new job popped up. Use a synonym of opportunity. Yes, you'll probably say a chance to get a new job popped up. An opportunity to get a new job popped up. Say the opposite. Okay, you should say an opportunity to get a new job didn't pop up. I think that's the only one. Finally, opportunities to get a new job pop up every day in my city. Say something true for you. Great. I love it when you extend the answer and develop ideas as well. It's good practice. Let's move on to the next chunk, which is to have a knack for something or doing something, which means, of course, to have a talent for doing something. Let's begin. Have a knack for, repeat. Have a knack for selling things, repeat. She has a knack for selling things, repeat. She has a knack for selling things. Say the opposite. Right, you'll probably say, she doesn't have a knack for selling things. You could say, she's really bad at selling things. Next, she has a knack for selling things. Change to a past tense. Right, you might say, she had a knack for selling things. She had a knack for selling things. Or she used to have a knack for selling things, but now she doesn't. She used to have a knack for selling things, but now she doesn't. She's lost her mojo. Now remember here, you don't use would, right? Because have a knack is a state. It can't be a habit. Finally, I have a knack for making English videos. What about you? Okay, great. I think we all have a knack for something. We just have to find it. Next chunk, to be on the ball, which means to be a very alert and clever or intelligent. On the ball, repeat. She's on the ball, repeat. She's on the ball when it comes to finance, repeat. She's on the ball when it comes to finance. Substitute public speaking for finance. So you should say, she's on the ball when it comes to public speaking. I'm not on the ball when it comes to finance. What about you? Okay, great. Remember the what about you. You can tell me what you are on the ball and or things that you're not on the ball. You can expand and practice anything at the last bit. Next chunk, in my eyes, meaning in my opinion. In my eyes, repeat. In my eyes, she's very easygoing. Repeat again. In my eyes, she's very easygoing. Repeat. In my eyes, she's very easygoing. Use a synonym for easygoing. Right? So you might say, in my eyes, she's very relaxed. Or in my eyes, she's very laid back. In my eyes, she's very even-tempered. Or even, in my eyes, she's quite carefree. All of these are nice synonyms, okay? In my eyes, she's very easygoing. Substitute an antonym, opposite adjective, for easygoing. In my eyes, she's very uptight. Okay, so the opposite of easygoing. In my eyes, she's very uptight. In my eyes, she's very highly strung. Or in my eyes, she's very jittery. Jittery. I love that word. Jittery. Jittery. Highly strung. Uptight. All of those great adjectives. In my eyes, my sister is very easygoing. Say something true for you. Nice. Let's move on. Finally, the last chunk, to go like clockwork, which is to happen exactly as planned. Go like clockwork. Repeat. Went like clockwork. Repeat. The meeting went like clockwork. Repeat. Good. Feel that rhythm. The meeting went like clockwork. Repeat. The meeting went like clockwork. Say the opposite. Yeah. You might say, the meeting didn't go like clockwork. Or the meeting went very badly. Or the meeting didn't go as planned. Nice. The meeting went like clockwork. Change to a future tense. So you might say, well, this meeting will go like clockwork. Or this meeting is going to go like clockwork. I will make sure of it. Finally, when my meetings go like clockwork, I'm over the moon. What about you? Okay, lovely. That's the end of our chunking all about work.